This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Told you I was coming on the mainstream. Told you I was coming, coming, trying to prove. With the best of the best, baby, that's just what I do. Told you I was coming with the thick chicks. Eat the pasta, baby, you can know the breadsticks. Told you I was coming with the big boys. Told you I was coming with the big toys. Told you I was coming with the military. Told you I was coming, now you're looking scary. Told you I was coming for the big stage. Told you I was coming, now I'm here to stay. Told you I was coming with the Bugatti, the Annie, and the hooker in the backseat, baby.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's my pleasure to welcome you back with D, the entertainer. Told you I was coming. Let me tell you why this moment is so special, because I played this song before on my show. I played, a much earlier version of it before it was reworked and mastered, and they put that Bahamian Junkanoo back in it. Anyway, I want to say good morning, Bahamas, and good morning to D the Entertainer, because you told us you was coming, and you're here, and we love it. Welcome to this Culture Thursday on the Clock, and join this Thursday and every Thursday for the month of March, as long as I can grab her, is Miss Gail Hanna.
Good morning. Good yawning this morning.
How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. How are you?
I am good. Thank you. Good,
that was
thank
you. I like that song.
That song off the chain.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. D, yeah. The Entertainer told you I was coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Yeah. In fact, I want to, on this it's not even the first Thursday. The second Thursday of March, the month of Women's Dem, I want to play some new Bahamian. Not so new, but like a new class of Bahamian artists. Not class like in value or talent, but a new graduating class, right? A new generation of Bahamian artists. Some young people, and they're not all making the type of traditional Bahamian music y'all used to. Now, that song by D the Entertainer, that's not traditional, except it's everything traditional.
Mm-hmm.
That Junkanoo.
You heard, yeah, some elements of rake and scrape in there, and Junkanoo, as you mentioned. So, it's a merging or movement from those elements of what would be considered the past, quote unquote, and modernized by these, as you said, up-and-coming artists who are taking over, taking it by storm right now.
Absolutely. Now, some of the artists on the list I know and have been looking for their music, because I know they're super talented, for months and months and months.
Mm-hmm.
Some I just heard about for the first time. And then some, when I hear them, this first time I heard their name, but their voices are familiar.
Right.
And I just don't know where the rest of their music is, how I could find it, how I could connect to it. Producer, let's play the second song on the list by Mello D. You start pressing play anytime. Mello D is Jeronique Forbes, and she hails from the beautiful settlement of Kemp's Bay, South Andres.
Mm-hmm.
And she is not new to music. I think she's just new to my ears,
because
we already know her song, Who Mad? Stay Mad.
Okay.
And her another song, Ride the Pine, and you've heard her background vocals with KB, Phil Stubbs, Veronica Bishop, Jay Mitchell, Funky D, and many others. She's played with the Sky Juice Band, the Police Pop Band, Grand Bahama Edition, Iris Store, and the Spank Band. Well, she got one song here today called
Take My Oath.
To the Billy Goat.
To the Billy Goat.
Listen, where has this song been all my life? Producer, play that former. Good morning, Melody. And good morning, Kemp's Bay, South Andres. I need y'all to export some more of these treasures to New Providence, please.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Thank you, producer. Don't watch nothing. Listen, I like that song.
She say she ain't gonna lie no more.
Yeah, she say take my oath to the Billy Goat. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie no more. And I think dear to the speaker, the honorable speaker of the house, I would like to petition that you include this song as a part of the oath taking process or ceremony in the House of Assembly. Mm. Anybody, you can't go to the courts yet. That's a real place. Courts are a real place. House of Assembly. Yeah. But when you swear in, you telling the truth, you gotta play the song by Melody, Take My Oath to the Billy Goat.
Yes.
I ain't gonna lie no more.
Yeah, that's it.
Because I believe you when you tell me you take your oath to the Billy Goat.
Yes.
Yeah. You may not bother by me so much. The Billy Goat, you ain't gonna play with him.
No, not
absolutely.
At all. So, especially not a South Andres Billy Goat. Okay.
Listen, Jerenique Forbes, a.k.a. Melo D, is a Jill of all trades. She's a chef and a beautician. This say by trade, but when I hear her sing, you are first and foremost a musician.
Yeah,
then
an
you could be a beautician.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because we need you in this arsenal. Melo
and
D.
That one is also on YouTube. So if you want to check it out, M-E-L-L-O
and then
hyphen D, the letter D. And you can find her music online.
Take my oath to the Billy Goat. Producer, I see we have a call there. Let's go to the call and then let's get that third song on the list. Oh, the call. Caller, sorry. My bad. Let's go to the third song on the list. We're featuring women artists. Mm-hmm. Some of these tracks have men on it. They nice.
Yeah.
They nice.
Okay. They could be, it's... It's okay that they're on the track. Yeah.
We'll make an exception.
Right.
They add something to it. Okay, producer, I think I'm expecting a call on that line, on the toll-free line.
Yeah.
Let's see if that's them. Okay, there's some music playing in the background as well, producer. I don't know who that is quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to this caller. There's music playing in the headphones, producer. There we go. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Cousin Ellen.
Oh.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm listening to your show, and I see that you have another family member on your show.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yes, and Ellen, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to update our family on the upcoming meet and greet that we're having tonight
at
St. John's College.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wish to extend greetings to you and to CA and to all the Hannah Hasty Times family members who are out there. And we want to... ask all family members, if they can, to come out to St. John's College because, after COVID, we hadn't really had a meeting.
Yes.
Except, and we want family to just to come and meet in Irma's, where they can share ideas. They can hear about the history of the Hannah Hasty Times family.
Absolutely.
We just want them to know that we're jump-starting our activities this year leading into the reunion, which we will plan for 2024.
Okay.
And we're also looking at having elections.
Okay.
April, so... It's really important that family members come out and get to know each other and, so they can choose from among themselves who they would like to take up the reins to lead the charge and take this family forward.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm coming up age and I've been a part of this committee for over maybe 25 years. And so it's time to, you know, to change the guard. We have a lot of innovative, smart, young people that we would like to move this family forward and to keep us on the forefront. After all, we are a royal family.
Yes, ma'am. I accept it, and I wear it with my heart. To all the Hannah Hasty Times, let me repeat that to this evening at 6:30 p.m. at St. John's College in the Emerald Room will be the Hannah Hasty Times meet and greet. We have been sort of in a furlough for the last 3 years, and we want to get rolling, get together, prepare for the elections, the association elections coming up in April, and give everyone details for the events leading into the next family reunion.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Do you have a telephone number that people can call for more details?
They can call 426-5720.
Okay.
328-3601. I don't have the other family members' numbers readily available.
Okay.
They can also reach out to Papa Hannah Pierre, Esther Hannah Kalmer, Kevin Hannah, Reinhard Pearson, and Tira Hannah. I think I may have called his name. Yeah.
Okay.
And so they're all members of the executive committee that has really planned this event and have really thrown a lot of support behind coming together tonight to make this event quite a success and to really impress upon the young people the importance of them taking charge and leading us into the next decade, I would say.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very, very much.
And thank you so much for having me, Erin. And you have a blessed day.
Now, cousin, before you go, you have to play the How Bahamian Are You game show, Woman Edition. I got one quick question for you. What type of Bahamian woman are you? Do you wear a bathing suit to the beach, or do you wear shorts and a T-shirt to the beach?
No, girl, look here. I wear my bathing suit to the beach, but it depends on who's there now, because, see, Erin, I'm not young like you, so I may put a little sheer T-shirt over it.
I got you.
What I mean?
Yes,
but,
ma'am.
Trust me, I am a thoroughbred Bahamian.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I thank you very much, and I will see you tonight, 6:30 p.m., yes. St. John's College, Hasty Hannah Times, meet and greet. You don't need to bring any refreshments because these Hasty Hannahs and Times have you eating your feelings, buddy. Lone laughter, lone stories, lone good time. Thank you so much again, cousin.
Oh, you're quite welcome, darling. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Producer, let's go to this next call and then play that song from number 3 on the list, right? Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Erin Gray.
Good morning. How you doing?
And good morning to the Hannah family.
Good morning.
Well, Hannah, Gary, no, you're running for office, eh?
Possibly.
Sometimes.
Young lady calling, thought like you're running for office.
maybe.
Don't start your party yet.
Listen.
I hear she come on, so I like how she come on.
Absolutely. How you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Who is your favorite young Bahamian female musician right now?
Boy, you put me around this park, and I got two this competition there.
Yeah, let's hear them.
Well, I got Bodie in.
I
like my picky-head girl.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think you're talking about Bodie in, because she's the coconut goddess.
No, Bodie, don't think the picky-head. I mentioned Bodie, the other one.
Okay, no, tell
that?
Me who's that.
Go with your picky-head. You know y'all know Bahamian music.
Man, I like picky-head, but I know you can't tell no Bahamian woman go on with your picky-head.
You got a big commercial on BTC.
Oh, are you missing it? Tell me.
On the spouse.
Oh, Wendy, tell her come. Ooh,
yeah,
boy,
tell her come. Well, I love how she say that, though.
I won't play that song, but I can't
tell
play that song on Guardian Radio. Thank you. Look here, Pumpkin Eater, I got to go. I can play a song, but I want to thank you.
I want to play that, but you don't talk. My man, you got to talk politics.
Yeah, we're going to get back to some politics.
Because I read some hot things, man.
Paper, they hot bad, eh?
Huh?
They hot bad in the paper, eh?
It's so hot, man.
I had to bury my paper this morning.
I mean, but I never know Bahamian political could be so sweet.
I mean,
in the court.
Depend on what side of the tree you on.
But that, the majority rule, they got a problem, but the other side.
Ah, there you go.
Have a good day.
You too, you too.
All right.
Listen, who's the second person?
Wendy and Bodine, yes.
So on my list today, I have Bosses by Wendy, right? Producer, mm-hmm. I already played a song, Special Passion by Ali and Rose and the Richie. Now, we're featuring Ali and Rose
right.
on this track.
Mm-hmm.
I want you all to, it's something like this new class of artists. A lot of these songs aren't going to be rake and scrape. A lot of them do have a Bahamian influence in it, and you could hear the Bahamian-ness in the lyrics, mm-hmm. in the voices of the artists, right?
Yes.
But when you hear the song, I went 5 years back to when I was a young thing in London pretending to go to school. Turn the music up, producer. This is the Richie and Ali and Rose Special Passion.
I know you made me feel the same. We got with others, yet we stayed till I had my heart persuaded. Yes. You made it clear there's no one else. Can't tell me nothing. Too. Can't tell you anything. Ooh. I had a feeling you knew. Please give me something. Ooh. Why don't we work things through? We have a special passion.
I don't know what it is about you, cause I cannot stop thinking about you. Sticking to all my thoughts just like glue. Boy, you do not know what you do to me. So if you wanna hang out, feel free. I love being in your energy. That's why I believe that you and me feel like a harmony. I know we got distracted on the way.
I had to, producer, this is something else, eh? Like, I just
want. That's a nice, yes. smooth one to listen to. Her voice reminds me of, do you know Estelle?
Yes.
The American, I think British. You're right, yes.
American
that
boy.
That nice, calming, soothing sound.
Yeah.
It's
summer,
very nice.
Spring into summer mm-hmm. lilt mm-hmm. is just. And the reason why I'm so excited to play this music, right? Because I want to say to these young people, you don't have to run away.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to run away. You know, we get into this Americanness. I have to go find myself. Mm-hmm. There's some value in that. Listen, there's value in that.
Yes.
Exploring the world, juxtaposing yourself to other people's experiences.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't go because you think there is none of you here.
Mm-hmm.
You go because you know you are here, but you want to see the rest of it. Leaving because they think there's nothing that they could experience of value for them, this theirs, of mm-hmm. themselves. I just want them to know, you don't have to go. Your own people making the things you seeking out. It's mm-hmm. just how we connect. How do we connect each other?
Mm-hmm.
So I got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
My good friend, Aaron Green. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, sir. How are you doing?
Doing great. And good morning to your guests in the studio.
Good morning. Yes,
very quickly here, mm-hmm. Three artists, Bahamian artists.
Mm-hmm.
Give kudos to the great Therese Hepburn, Can't
yes.
Forget Her.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Also, Veronica Bishop, Can't Forget Her.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, Spice. She used to do some good songs, but all of a sudden she just disappeared. I haven't heard anything from her for a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And lastly, in my commentary, the Hannah Hasty Times family, my Akron's Crooked Island connection.
Yes, sir.
I want to see, seeing that you guys having this meet and greet, likewise with the Crooked Island people that my family descended from,
mm-hmm.
we'd like to see some action in these two islands.
Yes.
We brought all of the wealth of our knowledge and our expertise mm-hmm. Here in Nassau. Want to see some of us actually, especially the descendants, go back into these islands to try to create some economics, you know, capabilities for our people there and, you know, try to depopulate Nassau and try to get, you know, strengthen our island. So
yes.
I think going forward in closing, you know, the closeness of Akron's and Crooked Island people, I think we need to come together and really start to determine how we are going to build these islands. We can't wait for the government anymore. We got to mm-hmm. do this for ourselves. So thanks.
Absolutely.
Again, congratulations to the Hannah Hasty Times plan for what they're about to do tonight. God bless.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, right? And It's such an important point. Mm-hmm. In the same way I talk, sort of reference the brain drain from New Providence to the greater world. Mm-hmm. Our family island's experiencing the same
thing.
Brain
drain
from
to the Nassau.
To New Providence.
Yes.
And we don't see the gaps that are created, the things that fall through, right? Like, I don't know where to find these artists' music, except on YouTube. When I go and search, I spend hours searching different phrases together to see if I could, something new will pop up, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. We need to have a central database. Now, what a family reunion does, right? Like, I got to go to this reunion because I got to go do research, right? Mm-hmm. Because I got to tap into, I got to find out, now look here, how many of y'all are artists? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who is producing work? Mm-hmm. Who could I talk to? I'm looking for content for my show. I want to big up people, right? So part of it is content for the show. Part of it is my own ego. I want to know these things.
Right.
And then another is a desire to connect to family and support family any way I can, yeah, right?
And see where you came from.
Right. And so family reunions are important for the transference of knowledge and information. Mm-hmm. Trust me, networking and I like to call it identity and confidence boosting for children, right? You got to bring your children to the family reunion so they could see how many people in their tribe.
Mm-hmm. How many know who they are.
Right?
Yeah.
How many people you have potentially sitting, well, they supporting you just because you is, mm-hmm, but that are prepared if you got a good idea to support it. Mm-hmm. And that helps to build the confidence of young people, trust me.
Yes. The people of Acklands and Crooked Island would be open and receptive to, mm-hmm, the new ideas that would be generated through events like these as well.
Yeah.
As he mentioned, developing these islands, going back to what would be considered the homestead and developing those areas and creating economic opportunities for the islands as well. And, you know, relying on the other side to be receptive, mm-hmm, to the ideas and the possibilities in addition to the energy put into creating them.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's a team effort for sure.
Without a doubt. Listen, here's a text. Aaron, I was on a Caribbean cruise that stopped in Nassau. I couldn't believe that the entire walkway from the ships to Bay Street, there was no Bahamian music being played through those speakers.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be honest with you, if I was there, I was going to fire the speakers. You see what I'm saying? I heard Beyonce, but no Bahamian music. That has to change immediately. This was 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect time for millions of tourists to hear and download Bahamian artist music and promote our culture.
A lot of the product has been adjusted to the tourist or the visitor,
right,
as opposed to promoting our culture and our experiences to,
right,
them.
And
so
why I want to play some of this new music, because I guess y'all feel like there's no Bahamian music that the tourists will connect to.
Right.
But let me today prove you wrong, mm-hmm, that we have lots of music. Like, we have an Alizzo concert on March 20-something, and then I remember the former secretary of Bahamas Entertainers Musicians Union telling me there was a time, I have to confirm if it's still the case, that if you have a foreign act playing, you have to have a local act.
Okay.
Opening.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Lizzo's playing, and I've been asking,
who's
the local act opening, mm-hmm, for Lizzo?
Yeah.
And I'm sure people say, well, I don't know if we could mash Reiko. And I'm like, but I can play some songs for y'all today that could easily be the opening act, mm-hmm, for Lizzo when she come to perform in the Bahamas. In fact, I want to take it one step further.
Okay.
You see, we don't have a lot of laws, right? Like, if I worked for the Ministry of Tourism, the U.S. Department of Federal FCC would have to write the Bahamas government and say, listen, I hear that when tourists land in the Bahamas, y'all is just automatically download a bunch of Bahamian music on their phone. Mm-hmm. And I can say, what? You're right, we do. As soon as you enter the country,
yes,
we download, without your request, free of charge,
to connect to the Wi-Fi,
a bunch of Bahamian music for your pleasure so you could choose your theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you could come to the Bahamas and have your own theme song, mm-hmm, as you walk through the streets of New Providence. Nassau, don't go too far. You're walking. You got to get back to the boat. Right? Because you could imagine the airport and biggest box in the world dropping your phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you say, but they knew I was coming.
You're right.
Anyway, let's go to this next caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Yes, sir.
And good morning to your guests.
Good morning.
The Hanukkah. You know, I was down in Auckland back in 98. Beautiful place. So I call the Gaelic joke. The Billy Goats down there bigger than the Seven Andes because my friend Anna, Rasta Anna Healy, come down there and they run wild and they was eating jumbie and bush. Quite big.
Yeah,
and he had them trained. Right? When he shake the feed, they were coming on and they would know any reach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but listen, hey,
sir.
Aaron.
Yes, sir.
That's a hard question you ask, but the female thing is the best because I like all. So I really live as long as me, right?
Yeah.
I'm confused. But the lady, you guys get them mixed up. It's Kong Bernardino's daughter.
Nita. If the good Lord never went on holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Aaron, maybe.
Therese
Hepburn passed away.
Yes.
Yeah, but which one of them sing? I'll give us some of the thing you can talk. Which one of them?
That's Therese.
Yeah, that's Therese.
Love Therese.
Yeah, yeah.
Love Kong Bernardino. Love Bodine.
Yeah.
Who sing 2021? This one's very one. That's Wendy.
I think so. But producer, I need you to find that out.
Man, you all need to big up these. Listen to me, man. You all need to big them up because all them sound good to me. Even
though
I
go way back today.
From with the lady name, Sweet Emily.
Yeah.
And all of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so Bodine is really off the chain. I think she has a lot of potential in promoting the Bahamas.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I, you know, I saw her perform live out there with Ankou them one time. And she, you know, I like her, man. She's lively.
She performed, I think, at the opening of the FTX Center, the Miami Arena.
Mm-hmm.
She performed at the concert out there as well. But
yeah,
Bodine is world class.
Proud, man. Yeah, and I mean, they should be very happy. We should be up on this because you know they really have the voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't sing. I might as well tell you. I used to get in assembly because people thought I was making a joke. Because everyone, I wonder why my friends would pass me the hymn book in St. John's College and then laugh at me as I sing. So the teacher saying I'm making a poppy show of myself. But I don't know. It was ridiculous. Give thanks.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and it's up to us to support.
And promote. It's all about
the
promotion.
The artists, yeah.
That's it right there. Promotion. Now, I will say this to my young Bahamian artists. You have too many cuss words in the only version of the song.
Right.
Make your song and then give me a clean edit, please, so I could play it on the radio. But more importantly, so people will feel comfortable playing it around their children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can't play music around your children that have cussing in it. That's the rule. Send us. And then in case you don't know the formula, the way you become popular is you get into the hearts and wallets of little children. That's how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
inspire their parents.
My niece is running around the place about Ariana Grande, and I'm just like, well, I'm sure she's Grande.
Yes.
But Ariana won't hear her. I don't know. Anyway, Ariana Grande, you cool. Ain't nobody got a problem with you, especially not my niece. But they are as popular as we make them in the eyes of our children.
I want to big up Patrice Murrell.
Yeah.
Patrice Murrell. She's off the chance.
Yeah,
she just released another song as well. I think Don't Call My Name. I think it's her latest track. Yeah. So she has another song.
I didn't find that one. The latest one I found was Dance With You, which is about four. It was posted on YouTube about 4 months ago-ish, like within the last year.
Yes.
But say the name of this one.
Don't Call My Name, I believe. She released it yesterday.
Oh.
So it's brand new.
Oh, brand
on
new.
On International Women's Day.
Okay.
Yes, Don't Call My Name. Newest Rake and Scrape song.
Producer, look here, but hold on.
Find that one?
Play Vividly Val. Play something light, and then after that, we get to play this new Patrice Murrell track.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt. Okay, to the text of what was the name of that last song, it was Special Passion by The Richie, that's one word, The Richie, and Alien Rose. This is Vividly Val, something like.
I can see that you tense, I'm thinking. If you text, I'll be relinking. Say you're pulling up for drinks and hope the body starts to swing. I got news for you, it's been a few that's on my line. So it's best for you to not assume that I'm calling you mine. What could you do for me, brother? What you can do, what could you do for me, baby? How you can prove you're better than the others? I know you think you're special, but you're lesser than the boy who've been finessing from I've been trying not to tell you to your face my time. It's too precious and you know I cannot waste this wine. So you better have a really good case. Tell your five other brothers gonna easy take your place. Mine, I've been trying not to tell you to your face my time. It's too precious and you know I cannot waste this wine. You better have a really good case. Five other brothers gonna easy take your place.
What could you do?
The producer of the Texas said, Gail said, please find Don't Call My Name by Patrice Murrell. I think she just released it yesterday for International Women's Day. Mm-hmm. But let's take a moment to talk about Vividly Val.
Vividly Val.
Vividly Val, known as Valine A or E Roll. Mm-hmm. I got to get it right.
Yeah, okay.
Vividly
get it.
Val is the author of Conk and Mango Don't Grow in the Same Tree.
Okay.
Same tree.
Yes.
Because conk don't even grow on tree.
Yes.
That's why you could never be like me.
Mm-hmm.
I have never heard a classic like that produced since my days at Methodist Youth Summer Camp when we used to sing The Bed Bugs and the Roaches was playing a game of ball. Anyway, Val is perhaps right now the most talented.
Some big words.
Female artist in the Bahamas.
Okay.
I need y'all to just pause for a second. Mm-hmm. She might be. Mm-hmm. I take my heart and my ego and I put it on the side and say, this young lady, Val Roll, may be the most talented Bahamian female artist, separate from Bahamian, two different category,
mm-hmm.
right now
mm-hmm.
in the Bahamas. She's super talented. Acting, music, producing, lyrics, improv, stage acting. I think she's in Woman Take Two. She's in Shakespeare in Paradise.
Shakespeare
a number
Paradise,
of their productions
yeah.
for the year
mm-hmm.
On stage for Independence.
Mm-hmm.
Just off the chain.
Producer, I want to big up Tada and Chase Fernando.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Two
more Bahamian women, female artists. Yes.
Tada. And I want to send a... You start playing the music when you're ready. We can't find it. There, Patrice Murrell. I'm going to need you to get this music to my producer right away.
Mm-hmm.
Special mention to Ai, that's his name of the song.
Okay.
Ai, I'm too young to say it properly, please forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm too old to say it properly, as the young folks would say, by Tonash, featuring Bodine, Victoria, and Chase
Fernanda.
Yeah.
Big up, Tonash.
This verse by Chase Fernanda
mm-hmm.
on this track is perhaps one of the best female rap voices of all time in the Bahamas.
So it dead solid.
Yeah. And
okay.
And maybe in the top 50, top 20
mm-hmm.
international hip hop verses of
nice.
All time.
Okay.
Chase Fernanda in Ai by Tonash. Okay, another text. Please see to it that NAD when I first saw this text, I thought it was going to be about music at the airport,
yes,
you know,
of
but
course.
Clarify the long and short-term parking signs in the domestic parking lot. I always park international
Agreed.
Because signs are not specific. Thank you.
Yes. Well, okay.
You lucky
Point
you
of interest.
End up in the Pacific.
yeah, because you end up paying the long-term parking rate because
yeah.
it's unclear.
The signs are unclear.
It's unclear.
Dear NAD, please fix it. Don't see, because what people do is, the way you do it is you just sue, right? not to be like punitive, but to force the issue,
mm-hmm.
to get them to act. You
yeah,
just take it before
they'll
the
notice
courts.
Right away, yeah.
Yeah, and then they make action. We don't have to go that far. Just fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, somebody say, y'all better play Tello Lion.
I ain't here. Okay.
You better come home now. Now, listen. I know when y'all see Veronica Bishop on that stage, y'all think she's a young lady, younger than me even, because she bad.
Mm-hmm.
And if Veronica Bishop ever decide to cut a rug next to your man, you might as well just give that
just
up.
Just go home, eh?
But I don't know if Veronica Bishop hits the new class of
Bahamian
singers.
Yes.
We're focusing
but she's
on...
She's definitely a pioneer.
Yes.
In the industry.
Absolutely. This is a text about the cruise lines. Good day, Guardian Radio. Concerning various cruise lines being enabled to have exclusive island enclaves with multiple amenities, attractions, activities, local Bahamian companies and individuals should be providing is a very bad idea and needs to be stopped, even reversed. That deal on Paradise Island with the lighthouse needs to be the last of its kind any Bahamian government ever makes. Okay, stick a pin right there. Dear Texter, we're going to get to that maybe in the next hour, maybe next week on Monday when we talk a bit of politics. But hopefully what today's show does is inspires Bahamians and young people in particular to know that they can provide the products, right, mm-hmm. that entertain tourists and keep bringing tourists back to the Bahamas. They got it. They got, you got the power, you got the capacity, and you have the power and potential to negotiate and work in conjunction with these cruise lines to bring all that is Bahamian to the fore,
mm-hmm.
you know, in terms of the tourist product. But we're going to keep it a little light today. I got to keep it a little light today. Let's just pretend, okay, let's put it like this. So I had to go to the doctor yesterday, guys, and my doctor said, Aaron, you got to keep it light on the radio, okay? You got to take a day off. And I say, no, doctor, I can't take a day off because I, you know, I owe Juju taxes. I got to go to work. So he said, well, keep it light. So we just playing music today and talking a different type of politics. Like, for instance, Gail, I want to ask you a question.
Dun, dun, dun.
How Bahamian are you?
Mm-hmm.
Woman Month edition. Wig or weave?
Ooh. See, okay. I'm going to say wig.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why is at the end of the day, you could just, you know, put your hand right here at the top of your head and slide it right off
mm-hmm.
and you're good for the rest of the day. And when you wake up the next day, you could just, you know, slide it right back on like a hat, you know. So with the weave is beautiful. It's great, but you might have to keep it in for a period of time, you know, start itching,
until
all this other maintenance.
Expire.
Yeah, you got to press it, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
But the wig.
In fact,
dad convenient.
Wig is my choice as well. We both won the prize. I tell you what, there are three women in my life who wear wigs all the time. Where I can't, I said that maybe I can't even say their name now, but there's three women.
Uh-huh.
And whenever I see them, I don't know who they are.
Exactly.
They're always
you can switch it up,
wig.
You know, and
always gorgeous, always a new woman I would like to say hello to.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't ever know.
Who you're going to get.
And they're mad at me because I don't recognize them. And mm-hmm. I'd be like, your husband ain't mad at me, though. You watch nothing. You just gorgeous. And that the versatility. Start playing the music, producer.
Yeah.
He did start playing the music.
Yes, he did.
The versatility that it provides.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Listen,
bad convenient.
We have to go to break. This is Vividly Val again.
Okay.
Stay tuned. You're on the clock.
Vividly
we'll be
Val.
Right back.
Face my time is too precious and you know I cannot waste this wine. You better have a really good case. Five other brothers could have easy take your place.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
My brain, the children, them hungry, this about to drive.
Good morning. Welcome back, Guardian Radio. You are on the clock with Aaron Green, and joining me this Thursday and every Thursday for the rest of the month is Gail Hanna. Now, that song we came back in is the new release by Nishi LS called I Tired.
Now, not tired.
No.
Tired.
Yeah.
T-Y-A-D.
Little children, you all hear the inflection, right? The change in tone, right? Like the Prime Minister was trying to warn you all. Your mommy, she got two tones. One is, I'm tired.
Yes.
That's what she say to the police when they come to the door to ask why them children screaming. But when you hear say, I tired, that mean, please behave yourself.
Vacate the premises. Vacate the immediate area.
Yes, your mother is stressed out. She's frustrated. She's dealing with things that not only she can't handle by herself, she can't share with you because you're only children and you don't deserve that type of pressure. Yes.
I tired. By Nishi LS. Yeah. Nishi, on YouTube as well.
Yeah. Nishi LS's track, Loose Me, is a Bahamian classic right now, buddy. I saw footage from, I think, a homecoming event in either Acklands or in Agua, Crooked Island. But D was having, and she was performing live, you know.
Right.
D was having a ball down there. I say good morning to Nishi LS, and that's her new track, I Tired. Okay, producer, you could start playing another song when you're ready. Let's play this song by the last one on the list, right? Now, this is another song. It's Bahamian Woman featuring a Bahamian male artist.
Okay.
Not your traditional Bahamian music. I just love it.
Okay.
I just love it. So as he's pulling up that, here's another song for you, a question for you. Camping or glamping, Bahamian woman?
I am going to say glamping, right? The camping experience requires a certain lack that the glamping does provide.
Yeah.
So, you know, for example, a lot of Bahamian women is near the bed. You know what I mean? So the glamping experience affords that, where camping, you kind of wash off or you do a little cowboy or something like that.
Because,
and keep it moving.
Because bathing attracts mosquitoes.
Right, right. So, you know, and then also you got to sleep in a tent, you're on the ground in camping, and then you have the fireplace to cook, and stuff. With glamping, you'll have your gas stove. And, you know, a rollout mattress and perhaps some pillows.
The earth is still warm. It's like a heated mattress. Anyway, let's let this producer play this song. This is Night Drug by Ira Usagi and P. Dillon. Y'all listen to these young people, man.
A song like that too, you can hear it playing almost anywhere.
In
you could
world.
Be shopping or and you I would like I'm listening to it and I could hear it being played in the speakers in the store.
Yeah, you could be in a on a cafe boardwalk in France. You could be in a mall in New York.
An acoustic version.
You could be in an airport in Nairobi.
Yeah.
Look here, you could be waiting to go to the beach soccer stadium in Dubai and they could be playing this.
International.
World class music.
Yeah.
I just don't want us to turn our backs away from it, to reject it automatically and immediately because it don't sound like Bahamian
music.
What
we think,
right? There are, obviously, there are spaces for it. For those, like the port development, because the tension has already risen, right? What are tourists coming here for? Do we attract them by showing them what we enjoy, or do we attract them by showing them what they already know they enjoy, right? But we can do both. We can do both because we got the talent. All right, producer, play Wendy Bosses, and then we're going to close it off dead quick. quick with the last track by Vivid Lee Val. Now, I'm going to play the second Vivid Lee Val track. I can tell you all while. Y'all think I'm joking, hey? I mean this with my heart. I think I'm very funny. And I was okay, kind of, sort of funny in my own way on the spot, you know. Mm-hmm. But Vivid Lee Val, Valine Roll, was the funny that you reached up to in the latter years of the sport. There was a Leah and there was a Moya, right?
Mm-hmm.
These
mm-hmm.
gals, them were bad.
Mm-hmm.
The Moya Thompson and Leah Enias and Sani. See, I was in there in the originals.
Right.
Start the music, producer. I could be quiet. There you go. Start the music. But Val is somebody to look up to, and I hope that we can provide a platform for these young Bahamians. And I'm hoping to do that in the way that older Bahamians and Bahamian women did it for me.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Wendy.
Bosses. Bosses.
You have to step up, to get up close to my level, my level. I need to keep up, climbing up, I never settle. So let me hear all my winners say, yeah. We're gonna turn up the knots today, yeah, yeah. Watch the ding, cause we bosses. Never, never count losses. Respect the process, that's how you know the real bosses, yeah.
All right, so that was Bosses by Wendy. The track we played before that is Night Drug featuring P. Dillon, and that's by Ira Usagi, I-R-A-U-S-A-G-I.
Mm-hmm.
The member Melody sings, Take My Oath to the Billy Goat, I ain't gonna lie no more.
Mm-hmm.
D the Entertainer, Told You I Was Coming, the Richie and Ali and Rose, Special Passion, Vivid Lee Val, Five Brothers, and hopefully we're going to end the show with another track by her.
Do we have time for a Bodine track?
Look here, Play Maintenance Fee, sir. Play Maintenance Fee by Bodine. This is the latest track by
from Bodine.
Yeah,
okay.
I would want to play the voice from I.I., Tonash and Chase Fernanda, but yeah. I just get too excited.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I just get too excited.
We don't need that.
Maintenance Fee by Bodine, Victoria.
He tell me he likes God. He tell me he wants God. When I tell him what he can need to get it, then bush crack. I tell him hold on, hold it now right there. He tell me he see just what he like. He tell me he don't care. I say now baby, you can have anything you like. I say now baby, call me now morning, noon or night. You want access to my love, my time, my space and my energy. You can have anything you want, just pay that maintenance fee.
Now listen, the tension, the struggle. This is Bodine Victoria, Bodine 242. Bodine Johnson is also an educator, an entrepreneur,
yes.
Right?
And
I just want to say the tension. I want to say, Miss, if you don't go back in school and teach these little children because you're so talented.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I'm like, listen, if you don't go out on that stage and inspire
and perform,
these little children,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Like the littlest ones to the biggest littlest ones like me,
yes.
We're gonna fight.
Yeah,
Bodine, mm-hmm. You're doing it big. You're doing it big. Okay, we're almost at the end of the show. Let's close it with that song by, I say let's close it with Something Light by Vivid Lee Val. Producer may do anything he want. He may play Told You I Was Coming Again because that's the baddest. He may play Take My Oath to the Billy Goat because I ain't gonna lie no more. I can try not to lie anymore.
You know, Bodie and say, Bush Crock.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gone.
Sounds like an exchange to me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
she said an exchange. It's a maintenance fee.
We can talk about that there, but we have to begin to develop a culture of maintenance and understand
yes.
that it's not what you get out. It's what you are preserving for the future that matters most.
It's not what you could buy. It's what you can afford.
Right. And so we take this space and time to carve out some space for the new class of Bahamian artists. They're coming in. They're coming in hard. And Deed Entertainer told you. They was coming.
Yep.
Anyway, this is Something Like by Vivid Lee Val to close the show. Gail Hanna, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Aaron. Enjoy the rest of
the day. I can see you on
day.
Thursday, right?
Yes, next week Thursday. We'll
Without
be here.
A doubt. Dear Texter, I am going to print the playlist on the show, but I think it's Vivid Lee Val. You're talking about the woman who sounded Jamaican. She's definitely Bahamian. Hardcore Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is Vivid Lee Val, Something Like. We are ending the show. Have a great day, Bahamas.
Gammy, you the finest on the planet, aye, aye. That body loco got me speaking Spanish, aye, aye. Let's go where you only need a two-piece, aye, aye. Baby, you's a star, let's cut a movie, aye, 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 aye.
Think you can handle this? I am damaged and probably catch you a case if you ready to chase Miss Philander. Trip through the stars, maybe over the planet. Then if I pass you, we gotta be passionate. I ain't adding no that's inadequate. Running game on me, talking romantic. Boy, I master this. He said, baby girl, you so fine. Please be mine. But if you bite this bait, you never leave my line. Please, I've heard the story at least all of the time. About this who wine and dine for the chance to just bump and grind. Blow my mind if I let you.